Hello, how are you? I am well. How are you doing?
Very good. I sent you some images today, and there is a PDF there. Do you have that one there?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, those you gave to me in my last lesson.
Okay.
Cool. So I have it printed out.
That one there. We don't need to print them. That's good.
Yeah, we're all set. But it's a good idea. It's a good idea to email things in advance, especially the PDF. It takes so long to print.
Sure. Now look at this. So we have.
Well, I've been working on the.
Line of that piece.
Okay.
If we read from the red circle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is the sixth note. The sixth note we have here.
Well, that's what I've been working on this week. I'm still not very good at it, as you can see.
Okay, but let's take three easy rules for that phrasing thing, which are these. Practically speaking, we do not... one moment. Let me put the... phrasings. We don't repeat notes, so we play only from this note, from C sharp up to G sharp, up and down.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure why I'm playing over the Rascados.
The reason is that, Rascados, the reason is that the chord has a scale also itself. So this chord, when playing over a chord, we can use a scale, which is that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then this will be, first we are playing with one chord only, but then we will play with all the chords, so that we know the relationship between the scales and chords. For example, if we put this other one and you play with that scale, you can create a solo by using that scale over this. Let's say this one. Play a melody using the major scale. Use this video. Now put this one and you will see what it's about. Put this. Thank you.
Is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Second line, fingering three at two. Okay. Fingering three. Oh, confusing myself. Put the video back on. Thank you. Because that's cut off of this printout, but it's third.
Third on F sharp.
On F sharp.
On D. And six on D.
Excuse me.
Salud, bless you.
Thank you. Okay, third F sharp. Okay,
F
so
sharp. See where he's talking. Okay. Oh, that sounds weird. The third string is too low.
I'm lost. Two, three, and one. Oh, the fingers.
The fingers of left hand, the chord was right, but you just played. But the fingers were wrong.
Two, three, like that, right?
That's right. That's correct. Now that moves into... So we do one, two,
three, four, one, two. This is the next chord. You play twice each chord. Is that what I'm trying? Okay, hold it. No. First finger, third finger.
That's right, finger three.
Oh, except. Okay, so we were Okay, now what am I going to do with that?
So then now we have to play one example with second. Click there. This is the structure of the four chords. Click the example three and play with me.
Okay, example three.
Yes.
Oh, example three on what I have currently up. Okay. Example three.
Correct. out and out. We play one note after the other, like this. Our first example three, and let's see.
Three, four, three, Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.